I mean, everything happens really fast here. When an idea comes, you know, it's translated to the musicians or whoever's working on it, and then recorded and laid down relatively quick, and then it's put out.
When you say relatively quickly, kind of talk us through, how does it work with that track?
Actually, it's a song that Prince recorded, and we were in D.C., last month, and we had a big party. It was awesome. Stevie Wonder was there, Judith Hill. So we were all just dancing, and Joshua was DJing on the turntables, and he just started playing all of these super funky songs, and one of them was Hard Rock Lover. Make this woman scream!
So I can make this woman scream!
The first time that we had heard that track and a bunch of other tracks too.
Because it does seem to be there's been, I think this is the kind of third sort of standalone track that's just sort of come out of the blue. I mean, that's got to be inspiring and, I don't know, kind of scary, the turnover of new material to kind of keep up with it all.
Oh, yeah, you have no idea. Every day there's something new, and, you know, it could be one song, it could be, you know, a group song. You never know. And what's awesome about that moment that Donna was talking about in D.C. at that after party when Joshua got up to DJ, before that, everybody had been, you know, dancing and having a good time, but it was all to, you know, typical party songs that you would expect. And then Joshua gets up there and he's DJing, and he's throwing out joint after joint, and they're all funky. Like, each new one is funkier than the last. And it was all new music, and everybody was having a good time digging it. And then little did we know that we were just jamming to a completely new album that was just finished that Joshua and Prince had done. She said, if I don't really get to kiss you, I'm really gonna make a scene. That album is actually what Hard Rock Lover is on, and it's titled the Hit and Run album. That's the newest thing that's kind of being worked on in the camp, is that Hit and Run album with Joshua and Prince, and it's phenomenal. There are so many hits on this album. It's super experimental, like the super hardcore Prince fans that know every song he's ever recorded. We refer to them as the Purple Collective or the Purple Army. This album is absolutely for them because it's super funky, it's weird, there's a lot of experimental sounds. It's just hit after hit, and definitely caters to, I think, those fans who just love to hear what Prince has to say rather than wanting to always hear that classic Purple Rain Prince sound. One of my favorite songs from the album is actually This Could Be Us. And if you remember when Artificial Age was released almost a year ago, This Could Be Us was on it. And it's such a classic tune. It's so beautiful, and the lyrics are amazing. And, you know, the production on it is phenomenal. But then when you hear this new version of This Could Be Us on the Hit and Run CD, it is totally different, way, like, super cool sounds, really industrial sounding. You know, Joshua and Prince just totally flipped it and turned it into something completely new, and I have a hard time deciding which version I like better. And also, there's a song called Thousand Hugs and Kisses that is just a super slow jam to dance with your husband or your wife on the dance floor. It's a really dope, feel-good love song, and I can't wait for everybody, because this album is going to be amazing. Holy hard, she's a hard
rock lover now. Do we know when the whole album's going to drop yet? Any idea?
I mean, hopefully soon. The details and on the release and stuff are being discussed and worked out now, but it's definitely something that we're thinking is going to be released right away. It's just not been nailed down yet, I don't think, as far as the release date and all that. It's definitely in discussion. So as soon as we get those details, I'm sure we'll announce it and get it out to everybody immediately.